This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Mitch Nelson, Mason Crosby with you. We are now noon to two, owning the afternoons here. Midday afternoons? I don't know. Midday, like, I don't know what you call it, but we'll figure it out. High noon, right?
We're high noon, buddy.
We're high noon. All right. I'll get that in my head. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, the Japanese Packers cheering team, new movie to debut in Marcus Theaters October 17th. Sean and Ty, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on, Mr. Packers fans?
Hey guys.
What's up?
I'm Sean. I thanks for having us on. I'm actually going to let Ty, who produced the movie, give you a little intro and then tell you why we got involved and wanted to bring it to all the Wisconsin fans.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having us, guys. Yeah, it's been a wild, wild story. I do a lot of business in Japan. I've been there like over 100 times, and I'd never, ever seen a Packer jersey before. And one day, I mean, I don't know if you guys have been to Tokyo, but there's like 40 million people. On any given street, there's like 100 bars. And I walk into one bar, we're going to do karaoke, and I see this dude in a Packer jersey. And I'm like, no way, man. So I go up to him, and I'm like, you a Packer fan? But he doesn't speak English, and my Japanese isn't so good. So we spend the next 20 minutes just naming players to
just
each other.
Naming players.
just naming players. That's
Mason
the only thing we could
Crosby.
Understand. Oh, well, that came out later. These dudes just start coming out of the woodwork with jerseys on, and they start, you know, they start congregating, and this goes on and on. It's in the film, but there's about 30 of these dudes with jerseys then, and we're just yelling players' names back and forth. And yes, one of them is the biggest Mason Crosby fan I've ever seen in my life.
That's right.
Which is captured in the film. So, yeah, I think that it's just, you know, it's been unreal. We ended up bringing them here. Most of them had never even been to America. And it's just, the story just kind of snowballed. And it's just about Wisconsin people and people all over the world, the love for this team, bringing it together. We both happen to be exceptional partiers as well. So that was a great aspect that we learned. And just more amazing people coming out and sharing in the story, including Mason, who was a hero, you know. And it's the peak of the film.
That's right.
But I think... Yeah, so just been totally awesome and really excited to share it with Wisconsin and share the story.
Well, this is Mason Crosby here. Appreciate y'all jumping on. I am so excited to watch the whole of this film, and I know it's coming out in theaters there in Wisconsin at Marcus Theaters starting, what, October 17th? Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, that's correct. So, but this is not your first run at a documentary, a film about Wisconsin sports. Y'all did Just a Bit Outside back in 2024, talking about the incredible story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So maybe hit on that a little bit and how this like journey has kind of started building and kind of getting steam as y'all are kind of showcasing some awesome moments in Wisconsin sports.
Well, thanks, Mason. I ended up directing and was one of the producers on Just a Bit Outside because I fell in love with the team in 1982. I was 14 years old, and I was at a bunch of the games and the playoff games and lived that crazy roller coaster of a season with all these amazing players that we all felt like we knew so well. So, you know, going back and making that film and really having them tell the story of that incredible season that those of us who were there remember, and those of us who weren't got to experience the journey and the heart of these players. But also the movie's really, Just a Bit Outside, is really about the community. It's really about Wisconsin sports fans, and that no matter win or lose, if you try your hardest, they're going to love you and embrace you.
That's right.
And, you know, you've lived it, Mason. And
I've experienced that for sure.
And I think what's neat about, so I was at the Wisconsin Film Festival in spring. We were showing Just a Bit Outside, kind of an encore screening. And I was like, what's this movie, No Packers, No Life? That sounds interesting. So I went to see it, and it was a sold-out theater in Madison, and the audience went crazy for
it. Amazing.
It's
awesome.
And so I went and talked to the director, Craig, and then Ty, and said, guys, I don't know if you're up for it, but maybe we could ask our good friends at Marcus if they want to you know, they want to feature this film in the fall when it's Packer fever. And they saw it and they loved it. And so, I mean, here we are, you know, less than a month away from releasing it all across Wisconsin in Marcus Theaters.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. Yeah, I remember back in 2017 getting to meet the group, you know, right there on Lambeau Field, kind of surprised them. And they were just, I mean, just the energy and the excitement. And talk a little bit about, like, I know you have that in kind of your press release, but, you know, the moments, and I'm sure you have this in the film, right, where it's they did 4 a.m., like, you know, like watch parties for Packers games. I mean, talk about commitment. I know Packers fans are committed in the state and across the U.S., but I mean, that is a true commitment to watching your Packers. So talk about some of those little nuances and those moments that are kind of that we should look out for when this movie comes out.
Yeah, because of the time difference. I mean, these guys, and when we say 4 a.m. like watch parties, it does not matter that it's 4 a.m. It is a full blown Wisconsin style
let's
party.
Go
so good.
Yeah, let's go. I have attended many of them, and then all of a sudden been like, what, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. So but they awesome. They get up at all hours. They watch their favorite games over and over again. When I first came across them, they were watching their favorite game from the season for a second time. So these people, like, the passion, yeah, and it is just, it's so unique. And they rearrange their schedules to make sure that they watch the games, and it's such a massive community. And so when you take those people that are so deeply passionate about it, but they've been, you know, on the other side of the world, and you bring them to the actual place, I mean, it's just fireworks. It's just an absolute explosion of energy.
That's so great. We got Ty Morse and Sean Hannish, the producers of No Packers, No Life. That's going to be premiering October 17th. I really can't wait for this one. And, you know, a good buddy of mine, Jay DeMeritt, obviously heavily involved. You know, he's been in my ear trying to get me, you know, see if I can't make it work. But I'm hoping there might be an opportunity. I'm going to be in the state of Wisconsin there in October. So I'm hoping I can maybe pop in and, you know, do something around all these events. But it's going to be such an awesome time. Tell us, you know, tell everybody, like, where they can go, how many theaters, like what the release is going to look like, so everybody that's listening can go and check this out.
Well, I can definitely speak to that, in that we are going to be in 17 theaters across the state of Wisconsin and in Gurnee, Illinois.
Nice.
So we are going to be in southeastern Wisconsin. We are going to be in Madison. We're going to be in La Crosse. We're going to be in Green Bay, Appleton. We're going to be, I believe, Wausau. So we're going to be statewide on October 17th. The tickets for that don't go on sale until October 3rd, but that's okay. You know, we'll be all over the
plenty
air.
Of time, plenty of time.
and we're doing a special VIP screening with Jay DeMeritt and a number of the celebrities and members of the Japanese Packers cheering team.
So awesome.
On Wednesday the 15th, and those tickets are on sale. You can go to our nopackersnolife.com website, and you can buy tickets to that.
Awesome. That is so cool. Ty, Sean, I would say let's definitely have you guys back on that week. If you guys have like a spare minute, I'm sure you're going to be busy. But if we could find some time, let's talk about it again that week of and dive even deeper into it. We know you're huge Packers fans, so you're probably pretty sad today, like the rest of us are. But we can't wait for this to come. And thanks so much for joining us here on the show today.
Thanks guys. And we'd love to.
Can't wait for it. Take care. Really appreciate y'all.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Sean and Ty, producers and director of the movie coming October 17th to the Marcus Theaters here in Wisconsin. Mace, it's going to be awesome.
Yep, that's going to be a fun week. I can't wait for it to be released.
Ryan Wood, USA Today, Green Bay Press Gazette, is going to join us next, coming up here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.